how much fun are you guys having, you know, just to be at this point in the season with March right around the corner?
I think it was just really evident, you know, just in the way we finished today, you know, finished this four-game stretch, and, you know, also, you know, games that preceded this, and just, you know, really just trying to turn the season around. You know, I think, you know, when things were going our way, beginning ACC play, you know, we talked about changing, and, you know, we had to make adjustments. I think those adjustments have been made now. I think we're comfortable where we're at.
What about the offense? Why was it clicking so much for you guys today against that Wake defense?
Yeah, I think, like Coach said, first time, I think, you know, the starting lineup, you know, five guys are scoring double figures. So I think that's just attributed to playing unselfish basketball. Guys knocking down shots, you know, Leslie staying hot from the perimeter, as well as Wade Moody, you know, guys like him coming off the bench, and, you know, Marcus, of course.
You guys have kind of been flying under the radar. The bandwagon is about to fill back up now after losing 9 games in a row. How do you feel like this team will handle it? And you'll probably be ranked again.
Yeah. I think that's really going to be huge, you know, as far as, you know, taking this, you know, like you said, new found limelight and stuff like that. But I think it's really just going to help us become more hungry. And, you know, whenever you experience success, you always want to continue to experience it. And I feel like it just makes you even more hungry, like I said. So I think, you know, the fall on, you know, Marcus and I, and that's it, especially going into, you know, the next game we have.
You guys have also pieced together 3 straight halves of shooting well on the free throw line. I don't know what the actual percentage is, but what would you attribute that to?
I mean, first off, just getting there. And then, you know, guys just stepping up and hitting shots. You know, it was huge for us. You know, in the Duke game, you know, we didn't shoot it, you know, particularly well. But, you know, at the end of the game, guys stepped up to the line and, you know, made winning plays from the free throw line. And then today, I think guys just felt comfortable. And, you know, I think it's, you know, something that we all knew was going to happen. Guys just keep putting in that work.
You talked about the ranking that you most definitely will get. It won't just be a number 25 ranking. Right. You guys be some quality teams.
Right.
How do you stay humble, you know what I mean, on this final stretch, knowing that you're going to get a lot of praise over the next couple weeks?
I mean, we'll find out. You know, we've been here before, you know, as far as the beginning of the season, and after experiencing some good wins, but also some bad losses. I think nobody on this team wants to go back to that place. You know, we don't want to have a bunch of, you know, what ifs, you know, at this point in the season. So we all, you know, have big goals and aspirations personally, but, you know, for our team. So I think that'll really just help us become more hungry, you know, seeing that number next to, you know, North Carolina and wanting to make it, you know, a smaller number.
You said that there were adjustments that were made. What were the biggest adjustments you
made? I feel like we talked about it a lot, just as far as playing with a sense of urgency, realizing that, you know, not only every game, but every half, every possession counts. And really just everybody doing their job, you know, not trying to do anything that, you know, coach wouldn't have us do, you know.